Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. London is at something of a crossroads right now. It's a city that's been partying in the streets with lockdown restrictions lifting, but also queuing for tests to guard against the spread of the so-called South African variant of coronavirus. The mayor, Sadiq Khan, is one of those who has been tested for it because he's a resident of Wandsworth, one of four areas where it's been found. He doesn't have it, but he told the Evening Standard he is concerned for the city.
I think the good news is that we've caught it early, but we should be worried. I think in another week's time, 10 days' time, we'll have a better idea how much the South African variant has spread. The bad news is, though, is according to the experts I've spoken to, there will be more mutations. The way viruses evolve is by more mutations. And we've seen with flu, there are different types of flu, which is why the flu jab every year is slightly different, and that's why you have regular flu jabs every year.
But London is eager to stay open, so how can that be done? An exclusive poll for the Evening Standard asked for opinions on COVID passports to get into events. Incredibly controversial, the Equality and Human Rights Commission reportedly told the Cabinet Office that certificates could amount to unlawful indirect discrimination and risk creating a two-tier society. But our survey suggesting a majority in the capital may not be opposed. Our health editor Ross Lydall's here. Ross, the poll shows they could even be quite popular.
That's right. So we have done a poll with Opinium, who are our regular pollsters for the mayoral race. But each time they do ask our sample of Londoners what they think about Sadiq, Sean Bailey and the other candidates, we're allowed to ask some extra questions as well. And this time for our second poll, we thought we'd ask about COVID passports. And basically what we found was that about two-thirds of Londoners think these are a pretty good idea if it allows them to return to life, as we might understand, in terms of their free time, their cultural and sporting life. So basically asked if they support the idea of COVID passports, 50% said yes as a basic principle, but this went up to 67% of the sample of more than 1,100 Londoners in return for getting access to stadiums, theatres and cinema.
But wasn't there quite a stark dividing line between age groups?
Yes, so the results were not even across all age groups. And what the pollsters found was that younger Londoners, certainly in those sort of aged 18 to 34, were less enthusiastic about COVID passports than older Londoners, which were regarded as being people 55 and over. Now, the pollsters at Opinium believe that is rather a legacy of the fact that younger Londoners have got the mucky end of the stick, shall we say, in that they'll be the ones at the end of the queue to get the vaccine in the first place, and who may also have more concerns about authoritarian measures, which some may regard COVID passports to be. So hence the slightly smaller degree of enthusiasm for these. But I think overall, the fact that two-thirds on average of Londoners are in favour of these is probably a slightly higher figure than we might expect. And it's also a few notches higher than we've seen in other polls that have polled across the nation as a whole. So it seems there is a fair degree of enthusiasm for Londoners to get back to their old partying way of life, if you like, or, you know, getting out and about. And with so many great theatres and cinemas to choose from, who can blame them, really?
Yeah, I guess from an economic point of view, there's probably a lot of people looking at that going, I'm very much glad that even after all this time, London still wants to go to the theatre, or at least go to the pub.
Yes, well, I was in the office, actually, in the last 2 days in Kensington. I cycled over there and back both days, obviously, to keep in line with the TfL wish only to use public transport if you really need to. And seeing as I can just about cycle, that's the way I went. And I can tell you, my route back home comes through Marylebone in the West End. And the pubs, certainly on the Monday, were really quite busy. You could see people outside. And yesterday, with much more sunshine in the afternoon, all the restaurants and pubs I went past had very happy gaggles of people, every table taken, some very happy sights. People just seemed desperate to get back to their normal way of life and to meet their mates, have a pint and a gossip. And who can disagree with that?
Something else we asked in that poll is, what does London think of the government's handling of the pandemic? And that's proved quite an interesting result as well, hasn't it?
That's right. This finding here was that Londoners thought the government had done sort of reasonably well. A more positive rating than negative. 42% of respondents backed what the government had done, 39% sort of disapproving of their approach. I think probably this must be bearing in mind the more recent happy news about the vaccine rollout, which is widely regarded to be, you know, quite a sort of soar away success, shall we say. And also, there was also support for Sadiq Khan and what he had done. Obviously, he's only got a sort of a side role in the pandemic. He doesn't have his hands on the direct levers of power, but in terms of what he's advising and trying to do, he was given 35% backing, with 30% sort of disapproving of what he'd done during the pandemic. So that's sort of quite reassuring, both for those in Westminster and those at City Hall.
And one thing I thought was really interesting was that the majority of London says that the city should not come out of quarantine earlier than the rest of the country, even though, you know, infection rates have been falling sharply here.
Yes, this surprised me too, rather, because also it has been a common refrain from many MPs such as Bob Neil, who's in Bromley and Chislehurst, and others who have basically said their borough, their constituency had had so few cases, so why on earth do we need these restrictions? This was primarily the argument around just before Christmas, when we did sort of tier 3 and tier 4 restrictions. So it's something of a surprise to find that London was united with the rest of the country in deciding or when it would wish to come out of the restrictions. But actually, that ties in with another one of the questions, which basically showed that most people thought the pace of progress of lifting lockdown was about right, and only sort of 10 to 15% thought that things should be speeded up. So there is a sort of natural caution out there, I guess. We have seen to our cost how dangerous COVID is. More than 18,000 Londoners have died of COVID in this pandemic now, quite an extraordinary number. So perhaps that explains a caution that each time one or two restrictions lift, that's enough for now. We'll give it another couple of weeks and see how we're getting on and review then. But it seems that Boris's approach of relaxing the rules a little bit more every 3 weeks or so and is welcomed by London at large.
You can read more about the Evening Standard's exclusive poll in the newspaper or online at standard.co.uk. You'll also find the latest on the battle against the South African variant there. That's the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.